Hello, Professor Kruger here, and welcome to the podcast. Today, fun with social media. So what I want to talk about today is how do we kick off a social media strategy? I see so much bad social media out there simply because it's not coordinated with other tools. Social media is a wonderful tool, but it is a tool. And it is not generally the only tool that you should be using when doing promotion, although some businesses try to. And the reason for that is there's just so much clutter out there. Oh my goodness. And you're going to miss a lot of customers, which is not a bad thing. It's kind of the rule of the road here. And plus, if you're not paying for exposure on Facebook, you know, quite frankly, they limit your exposure. Now, it does show up on search, and I've had a lot of businesses work with Facebook sites and Facebook pages and have done very well on Facebook. So let's talk a little bit about social media today and some general strategies for how we want to address it, of which Facebook is a major component of this. So first of all, what do you want to accomplish? All right, let's start with some objectives. What are you trying to do? I mean, just showing up and saying, wow, I need a social media page on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest or Snapchat. You know, that's all fine, but that's not really a strategy. How does it tie in with your communications? How does it tie in with your target customer? How does your target customer use these tools? Where do they see it? Where are they engaged? Do you view it as an ad? Which is great. You can get some reach and frequency with it. Are you going to use it to supplement your media? Do you want to engage your customers through contests, through shares, through likes? Do you have a type of business that where engagement is a big strategy? Do you want to network? Do you want to build networks out because you have maybe a social cause or some sort of emotional attachment? Do you want to build it for awareness? Not a big fan on social media for awareness, simply because social media is kind of one of those things where, yeah, you can interrupt people for awareness, but it's probably not the best promotion tool for straight awareness. I think you need to be further into the customer relationship than just awareness. I can't help with your branding. And you can also develop some nice e-commerce models here for selling, you know, product shots, product links, and you can use social media to differentiate yourself from competitors, especially in small businesses. A lot of times being on these social media sites and just doing a good job is going to get you more awareness than competitors who don't do a good job. So there might be some advantages there. And would you like to generate some word of mouth or some community on these sites? Now, one thing to keep in mind, if you are going to have a social media strategy, you have to be on top of it. You can't post once every other month and think that that's going to be some sort of effective. You need to be posting at an appropriate level. My general recommendation is once or twice a week, maybe more, maybe less. And also you need to be interesting on there with information and engagement for your customers. So first of all, let's talk about platform. Which one of these platforms is going to get you the most use? This is where we, and most value. This is where we go back to who's your target customer and where are they? Now, most of us are going to be on Facebook. Facebook is the go-to social media site, but you may have opportunities for Twitter, for Pinterest, for Snapchat, for Instagram, and you need to explore these. And one of the ways I like to do this is just ask your customers and see what they think. You know, ask 10 customers this week what they think of the social media sites, how they find you. Be amazed at what you might learn. So select your platform, and then once you select your platform, You're going to need to have a plan for engaging on that platform. Then, after that, so we've got what do we want to accomplish? What platform fits my target market? And then we want to look at content strategies. Now, one of the great things about social media is you can repurpose content on it. So let's say that you have a new product and you can put that product on your website. You can display it in your store. You can do various social media posts with it being used in different ways. So this is a great way to get your content and then to repurpose it onto social media. And you also, depending on how many platforms you're using, you're going to need to repurpose your content and target it at your target customer, and also what is the medium that you're going to be putting it through. What's a social media platform? Because a Twitter post is different from a Facebook post, is different from an Instagram post, is different from a Snapchat. So you need to customize these. And again, if you're going to do social media poorly, don't do it at all. Do it well. Okay, now the next thing on social media is you want to be genuine and engaged. And you want the brand to come through, and you want to be genuine in your presentations and engaged with your customers. So I follow this coffee shop here in Platteville, Badger Brothers. They do a marvelous job. You know, they have their people on there, their staff. They have different flavors of their coffee, you know, promotions. And it's very genuine. It's very homey. It's very Badger Brothers-y. Is that a word? Well, it is now. And it's consistent with their brand. And that's very important that you be consistent with your brand and whatever it is. It's, you know, one minute they might be a little quirky, a little funny. And the next minute they're all about coffee. But it's all, you know, it all makes sense. Okay? So you want to make sure that it makes sense. So, like, here's what not to do. Down one time, don't just post a joke. And then the next time, post a picture of an employee. And the next time, post a picture of the product. You know, have some cohesion and some continuity with your posts, so it doesn't look like 18 different people posted random stuff on your website. And then, how are you going to add value to your customer? Can you make it fun? Can you make it information? Can you establish a connection? Because the better you do these, you can really harness the power of social media. Because the power of social media is in community. If you have five friends that are on the social media site with you, and you all are involved in it, that creates a community where they will comment and they'll like and they'll share things. And you have to facilitate that. And you can make a connection with your customers on social media. And these are all learned behaviors that you'll need to do and really get a feel for that social media. So for small businesses, spending some time on here, here's one of the great things, doesn't have to cost a lot of money. Doesn't have to cost a lot of money on social media. You can buy Facebook ads. And I do recommend buying a few Facebook ads from time to time. Even though they say it doesn't, I do think it helps your overall visibility outside of just the ads. That's just my opinion. Facebook denies that, by the way. But look at how you value. How can you add value? How can you look at it from your customer's perspective? Why would the customer want to engage with you? Give them reasons. So as far as social media as an effective promotion platform, it's really great because you can engage, you can repurpose content. And I really look at social media as a very additive promotion tool to advertising and public relations and promotion. And it's another way to deliver a targeted communication to your customers, to your target audience. So it's really can be an effective tool. Be a little careful with it. It can have a lot of clutter on it. And you also may miss a lot of customers. You know, you may miss, just like mass advertising, you know, you may miss 80% of your customers at any given time. So you're going to want to be consistently on there. And use the Facebook and the Twitter and their analytics. Those are really valuable and they're easy to use. And you can see which posts get better engagement and which ones maybe don't get such good engagement. And let me tell a quick story on there. I was working on one of my school's Facebook site, and I wasn't getting many engagements, and I figured I'd ask my target audience, my students, what do I need to do to increase engagements? And one of them said, baby goats. What? He goes, yeah, put a picture of baby goats on there. People love baby goats. It'll work. I guarantee it. I went, I'm not putting pictures of baby goats on there. She goes, no, put a picture of baby goat on there. I said, all right, I'll try it. Boom, instant. I mean, I like quintupled the amount of likes and engagements with the baby goat. So it worked. And those are the type of things you need to tap into. All right. Be very careful with it. It is a tool. It is not a miracle cure. And it's a tool and you need to be consistent on it. So let me give a few tips too. From my experience, always respond. Always respond to people on it, whether for good comments, not so good comments. If you are getting people on there that are flaming you, which is bad comments and dissatisfied, I always try to take those offline, and you'll see the successful, like I know the airlines are constantly getting bombarded with negative comments. And you always see that they call our customer service. Can we follow up you with via email? Try to take them offline and make the customer happy. That's another point. You can't make everybody happy, but you can try to make it right. And I find most people to be fairly reasonable. So if you're on there and you're being a professional and somebody's being a jerk and just for whatever reason, and you try to make it right, I think you actually make yourself look, you make yourself look okay. And another thing is don't over-communicate. You know, I see some social medias overdoing it. They post too often, constantly, and then it's going to lose some of its effectiveness. And so you want to have a feel for that on how often you want to communicate. So let's summarize here. First of all, what do you want to accomplish on it? What are your objectives? And you should measure these objectives versus the analytics. And not just quantitative, you can have some qualitative ones on there, some branding strategies. Number two, what platform is best for your target customer? Remember, you need to target your content for each platform. You wouldn't want to take the same content and spread it over five platforms. You're going to want to, third thing is to look at your overall content strategy. What type of content do you have? And how do you repurpose it or how do you develop it for your social media? Number four, be genuine and engaged on it. You know, it has to speak to the brand. It needs to be brand consistent. One of the great things about social media is it's personal. So the more personal you can make it, and I don't mean personal stories. I just mean like personal, like I mean genuine is probably a better word than personal and engaged. And then, how do you add value? What's your customer want? How do you make it fun or informative and connect and to build those communities that make social media such an effective promotion tool? So with that today, good planning and good implementation on your social media strategies. And remember, be genuine and be engaged.